We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Connecticut. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 909 WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Marotti Show. Your host, Will Marotti. Matt Sorice, the master of ceremonies at the control panel, monitoring timing, tempo of the show, taking your calls to 860-522-9842. Wow. How are you this morning? A little snow. I mean, it is January, right? People, oh, it's snowing out. This isn't snow. Flurry. It's you know, oh no, they're gonna cancel school. No, they're not. It's fine. It's fine. It snows in January. We've got so much to talk about. The building Biden document scandal. More documents now found in the care of Joe Biden, classified documents. And they're really having a hard time with this. They're having a real difficult time explaining why this has happened, how this has happened, particularly when they wanted to hang former President Trump off a yardarm. They wanted to give, you know, Trump the electric chair. How could this happen? How could anybody be this irresponsible? Well, I those are good questions, I guess. We'll have to ask the president. Hey, it's 9/11. Let's take a moment and gather our thoughts together, shall we? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you for another glorious day of life, albeit here snowy and a little cold, but we still will take it. We love it. Thank you, God, for being good to us, kind to us. Thank you for your forgiveness, your mercy, your grace, your patience. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Thank you that we got, many of us got a chance to be born here and living in the greatest country in the world, in the history of mankind. Still, thank you, God. Thank you for that. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Bless our family and friends today. Lord, help them. Keep them safe. Protect them. Thank you for giving healing to those that are ill. And we pray for those that are still sick, still struggling with problems. We pray you bring healing to them. And thank you for meeting all of our needs. Thank you for our first responders, police, fire. Great jobs they do protecting us, helping us. Keep them safe today. Guard their families. All the folks that serve in the armed forces, we're so grateful for them. And time they put in, sacrifice they make, keep them safe. Keep them out of harm's way. Bless and take care of their families as they're separated. Thank you for all of our veterans, people who have served and have already made that sacrifice. Thank you, God, for them and their families. And Lord, we ever needed clarity. We need it now. So much confusion in this world. Things that for years we've called right are now being called wrong. Things that for years we called wrong are now being called right. Please restore basic sanity and common sense to this world. Thanks for TIC. Thanks for being on the air today. Bless our time together. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Can I get an amen out there? You can submit your amens via social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Moradi. You can also email me, willmoradi@yahoo.com. So, yeah, it's crazy. 860, by the way, 860-522-9842 are the numbers. And we might have a little bit, yeah, it might be a little awkward. We've got a new call software, call screen software. And first time I'm using it, so, you know, I think it'll be all right. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So just be patient if I bobble your call a little bit today. But, yeah, this is second set of documents, classified documents found with Joe Biden. You know, you got to ask yourself a question. How is this happening? Wait a minute. Remember when former President Trump, they raided his home in Mar-a-Lago to get these documents, because we can't have that. We can't have a former president of the United States who has the ability to declassify anything he wants. We can't have him have classified documents in his possession in a locked room. But we can have classified documents from the former vice president in a closet in a box. And no one is really talking about this, but I'll tell you, it certainly seems like they're worried, because the documents that President Biden has held on to seem to be a little bit more dicey and spicy than the documents that President Trump held on to. So, you know, I think, right, what's good for one? Good for the goose, good for the gander. I get, right? I mean, that ought to be that way. It ought to be. You know, we ought to be just as outraged that Vice President, and had him for a much longer time. Oh, my gosh. Maybe he was sitting on him for years in a closet. You know, I just feel like something should be done about this. I don't know. 860-522-9842. I mean, really, seriously, it's just an issue of fairness. If they're talking criminal investigation with former President Trump over having in his possession some classified documents, and he was the president, and he arguably has the right to declassify anything he wants at any time while he was president. We don't know that that was done or wasn't done. I guess that's that issue. But this is Vice President Biden when he and I don't believe the Vice President has the same power the President has to declassify. And these documents were in his possession apparently for a couple of years. He doesn't know anything about it. Doesn't know how they got there. Doesn't know what happened. And there was a comical exchange yesterday during the White House briefing with Karine Jean-Pierre and Peter, and others too, but Peter Ducey. Well, I'd say he holds their feet to the fire. He really does. And it's wonderful to see it. But they're covering something up. There's no question. She wouldn't answer direct questions. Under review by the DOJ. Boy, I'll tell you, you hate to be Merrick Garland right now. He's in a tough spot. If you're going to throw the book, if you're going to raid with armed SWAT teams the house of Donald J. Trump, and you've got now a sitting president who at the time vice president has way more sensitive classified documents than Trump had, apparently. I don't know this for sure. Well, you're in a bad spot. Let's go to our first call of the day, brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. Rudy, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
So I'm going to talk about Biden, but I think I was misunderstood yesterday. What I was
Don't defend yourself, Rudy.
No. Well, the thing I was talking about was the people on social media complaining that Fox News is terrible and they'll never watch it again, but they make an exception for one show. And it's like it's kind of comical that they complain about Hannity all day and everyone else, but they'll make an exception. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to eat french fries, but if you make it for dinner, I'll eat them. So that's the point I was trying to make. I didn't know my buddy was from South America.
Well, you know, honestly, I was surprised that Joe called in on that and took exception with you, but, you know, everybody has a
chance. Well, because we've had an argument about Tucker personally, but some interesting things about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He was a sitting president with those documents down the road. They found them in November.
Those documents that he has all took place while he was vice president. Which right. is when we were questioning whether or not Hunter was getting payment from places like Burisma, $2 million a year, whatever it was, we were questioning, was that to be used for influence with then Vice President Trump? This is the time period these documents were found and where they resided. So, I mean, he didn't have the authority as vice president to declassify anything.
But you're missing another point. He left unsecured secret documents in an office down the street that were found in November while he is the president. Mm-hmm. He might have taken them as the vice president, had them in his office as a private citizen, just like Trump had them in his house as a private citizen. I'm sick of that spin coming out that Biden was a private citizen. So was Trump.
Yep.
But the whole fact of the matter, these were found this past November, two months ago.
This is another election tampering scheme.
The other thing is that office is part of University of Pennsylvania
on
a grant from the Chinese government. So the Chinese government, yes, they donate to UPenn. It goes into one bucket. Then they donate to Biden's initiative, which is affiliated with the UPenn on-campus Biden Center.
Wow.
That was just his D.C. office. So it's like he's thick as thieves with the Chinese government between Hunter and himself.
We know he is, and that's.
I think they're trying to get rid of him.
I think Biden. I think this is the great get rid of Biden. I was going to say the same thing. This is now the support has eroded. Nobody wants him running in 2024. Now this is the beginning of get rid of Biden. His own people turned him in.
If they don't nail him to the wall, they can't touch Trump either. So that's the key. If you see the DOJ said, we don't find any misconduct by former President Trump, that means they're going to let Biden off the hook too.
Well, they have to. They have to because it's exactly the same situation. And except
it's
the fact that Trump could have declassified. Vice President Biden could not have.
And but President Biden forgot that as vice president, he left these papers in a closet in an unsecured building. They were his possession while sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, but Rudy, so he said he doesn't know anything about them. He doesn't know how they got there. He doesn't know what they are. He doesn't know what they contain.
He's probably telling the truth
because he can't remember his own name.
But it's not like President Trump left papers on a golf cart at his country club that were classified.
Well, they tried to make it look like that.
Yeah,
they tried to give it that appearance.
President Biden had documents that he forgot about in an unsecure office while sitting as the president.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what Merrick Garland's going to do with it, but he's in a tough spot.
Nothing burger coming at you.
We'll see. Rudy, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break, a couple commercials. We'll come back, 860-522-9842. Is this the same thing? Is it a different thing? If they went after President Trump so hard for this, shouldn't they go after President Biden with the same ferocity? I'm just asking. I don't know. I think it seems to me like exactly the same. In fact, from what I'm reading, it seems like the Biden documents were juicier than the Trump documents that were being held. We'll see. All right, give us a call. We'll be back 2 minutes. Stay with us.
This is Local Radio, The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah. Big night last night. I hope to tell you more about it later. Big night last night. There's a gigantic event being held in Tulsa, Oklahoma for motorsports called the Chili Bowl. And it's an indoor race with cars that are known as midgets. They're open wheel, like little sprint cars kind of thing. And we had the opportunity to partner with a team and get our brand Spirit of Speedway out onto a primary sponsor on the car. And last night we were thrilled. The first race of Wednesday night, they race all week, racing all the way to the final event Saturday night. And the first race last night, Daniel Whitley, who's our driver, car number 57, took the lead and never let go and won the race. And we were insane. It was the first win. First win for Maradi Autosport, Spirit Speedway, and it was cool. It was cool. I think everybody was pretty excited about it. And so we're trying to get the driver and team owner on to talk to us this morning. We'll see if they're able to. They were very late night last night. It was a horrific crash. Stopped the race. Took a long time to get the driver into the ambulance and off the facility, and so I don't know if they're going to be able to call in or not, but we'll see. We're going to have Jazz Shaw for sure at 10:35, and we always enjoy having our conversations with Jazz. He's good. Certainly, he's got some good things. You'll enjoy what Jazz has posted recently on Hot Air. And you should go there regularly as a thank you, Lori, amen. Thank you, William, amen. Got the amens coming in. Thank you, guys. 860-522-9842. Peter Ducey, here's a young guy. His father, of course, is Steve Ducey, Fox News. And Peter just wouldn't let it go yesterday. He was like a bulldog, asking questions of the White House press secretary, and he starts and silence, stunned her, had no response here. Peter Ducey said, "How could anyone be that irresponsible?" Reminding KJP that that's what Biden said about President Trump. Isn't that what this president was saying about the mishandling of documents? And she was speechless, had no comeback. So, I mean, Biden was just brutal about this. And now he's done that and maybe worse. And I'm going to say it is worse because I think a lot of what they went after President Trump for was staged. I don't think it was nearly as it was being portrayed. That's why they raided his house with a SWAT team. That's why they didn't go through papers. They went through former First Lady Melania's wardrobe. I mean, it's just embarrassing. Embarrassing. So I think this is probably worse. And to Rudy's point, I'd like to know what you think about this. Is it possible this is the beginning of the end for Joe Biden? Is it possible that they're trying to get rid of him? They're trying to unload him. This was turned in by his own attorneys. They found it supposedly. Is this a CIA mission? What is this exactly? What are they doing here? Are they trying to get it so that Biden can't run or won't run in 24? He hasn't made the decision, the announcement yet, but of course he's been talking about it. So we'll see. We'll see if that's happening. But I'll tell you, I want to see how they handle this because they have to treat this. They must treat this the same way as they treated Donald Trump. Now, they didn't raid anybody's house, so you can't make up for that. But certainly, if there's going to be a criminal investigation over this for Donald J. Trump, there needs to be a criminal investigation for this over Joseph Biden. There's no question about it. What's fair is fair. And I would not want to be Attorney General Merrick Garland to make that. He's in a bad place right now. I mean, I don't care for him. He's not my guy. But I just hate to see anybody squirm. And he's got to be squirming right now with this one. Because this either eliminates completely their investigation against Trump or it puts Biden in a horrible position. Or maybe he's already in a horrible position. All right, we're going to take a break. Commercial news. We'll come back. More conversation. More calls. 860-522-9842 when we get back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back, 9:36. Just a minute, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this Biden document debacle with Attorney David X. Sullivan. Before we do, I want to give Sharik a moment. Sharik, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you? Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Second is that nobody can accuse me of taking classified documents. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't have any class. But anyway, the other thing I just want to say is about Ukraine. We should not forget about Ukraine.
Yeah.
I think so. But I read a lot of things, and it, also have a personal experience that Russia thought the Ukraine is has become a spot to break it up. I think they're trying to break it up. There's a theory out there to break up Russia to bring it to size and all that. And the credence to that theory that I went to the World Affairs Council meeting in Hartford last July, and there was the former president of Poland, Lech Walesa, was there. Mm-hmm. And he was speaking in Polish, but he said the same thing. One of the options is to break up Russia. So I think they were afraid that that Ukraine has become a springboard to break it up, something like that. The other thing I just want to say is about that, you know, this legalization of marijuana, and people forget about things that the sales tax is 20%, you know, on these sales.
I didn't know that.
I know. The people should think, what were they smoking? Or they were smoking when they put the sales tax 20%.
Sharik, do you think it's going to be a successful program in terms of collecting sales tax think it's going to be?
Probably in a little bit, but you know all the goals that it will drive out the illegal sales, and this is, I don't think so it's going to happen.
I don't think so because
the other thing which I just want to say in this thing, same thing, that we should also, we talk a lot about fentanyl and all that, and I live I don't want to name the street, but I live in Hartford, where I see it all the time. The problem is this, we should also pay attention on the demand side.
Yes.
Somehow. Well, we can blame Chinese and Mexicans and fentanyl, this and that. But we should do something on the demand side, you know. So, I don't know. I hope. And there are other things. How are you going to How are you going to check the people who are smoking marijuana?
That's right. There's no test. There's no breathalyzer. There's no chemical test.
Right. But there's there's some indication that your eyes are red and you have a lot of smell. But you know, people start wearing glasses.
It's a lot of unintended consequences will arise from this. Sharik, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Joining us now on the hotline, David Sullivan's a trial attorney, over 30 years experience, federal prosecutor, assistant United States attorney for the District of Connecticut. He's prosecuted hundreds of cases, and now he's a partner now and still practicing with the firm of McCarter and English. And I want to welcome David X. Sullivan. David, welcome to the show.
Will, it's always a pleasure.
You know, I don't know. You're a lawyer. You know the law. You've forgotten more about law than I'll ever know. But it seems to me that this is a serious problem as it was being presented, that former President Trump had in his possession classified documents. It is at least, if not more serious, that President Biden has these documents from when he was vice president era. Am I close or do I not understand?
Well, you know, I've been listening to a lot of people on the media really try and draw distinctions as to why the Trump situation is much more egregious. And you can guess which networks those may be. But, you know, it's really important to note that these documents relate to Joe Biden as a former vice president, now ex-vice president, who happens to be the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my initial thoughts are it's more akin to former, you know, national security advisor to Bill Clinton, Sandy Berger, stuffing documents from the National Archives in his socks and other places on his person. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a private server while she was, you know, engaged in the function as Secretary of State and using recycled BlackBerries that many apparently were ultimately destroyed by a hammer in someone's basement, than it is Donald Trump. I think a lot of the Capitol Hill Republicans right now, and deservedly so, are saying, why aren't there search warrants being executed at the Biden residences? And they show pictures of both houses, which are, you know, pretty nice. But the reality is, and I'm glad they're not, because you don't do that unless you
You need some reason for cause, right? I mean, you can't just...
Right. You have to have an agent. You have to have somebody who's going to swear to an affidavit in support to an application for a search warrant.
Right.
And, you know, if you're lying, your career is either going to be bolstered through the political end of your agency, or it's destroyed through the law enforcement end, because if you're found to be, you know, less than truthful, you're going to have issues with credibility. You won't be an affiant again before a judge, and you won't be called as a witness at a trial, because defense attorneys will have a field day with you. So what Biden has done, there are so many more questions than answers. Who discovered these documents at the Penn Biden Center at 101 Constitution Avenue in Northwest Washington? For people who are unfamiliar with Washington, that's relatively close to the Hill. And it is a commercial building that has a steakhouse, another restaurant. You can rent zip cars there. The National Association of Miners is located in that building. The Carpenters Union is in that building. It is not a secure building by any stretch of the imagination. And then we don't know, another question, who had access to the Penn Biden Center. And what were those things doing there at the time? And again, Iran documents relating, 10 classified documents, Iran, again, Ukraine, always Ukraine. It always keeps coming up with the Biden name. And then the United Kingdom. You know, it makes me ask another question, and maybe this is a little fuel for some of your call-in listeners. Again, this is not based on any facts, but intuitively, you know, Miranda Devine wrote a book about, you know, Hunter's laptop from hell. But there may have been things on that laptop other than him allegedly smoking crack, enjoying the company of young ladies. At least I'm presuming they were young ladies. In today's world, you never know what they are,
Right.
But what about if there were other documents? If he was taking that laptop overseas with him, arguably, he was engaged in business activities. He may very well have had access to these, and they may have simply scrubbed the classification off documents so he could travel with those. They may be doing this disclosure thing, and people are asking, why now? Well, it was November 2nd, and it was about 4 days before the election. But yet in the delayed transparency of the Biden administration, here we are in January, second week learning of it. So, you know, there is a preemptive team apparently forming around Hunter Biden as Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee starts to assemble. Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, to be a young attorney and have the opportunity to work on the countless investigations that are going to be coming out of that committee would be so exciting. But there may be documents there that Miranda Devine was instructed you can't speak of. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the FBI may turn around later and say, listen, we really couldn't do anything with the Hunter Biden laptop because, you know, there were national security concerns. And of course, then you're bringing in other agencies and others have to vet it and do things. I'm not suggesting that is the case. Mm-hmm. I'm just suggesting that's a possibility. They were closely associated, despite what President Biden has said in debates and otherwise. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is listen to Tony Bobulinski and realize that he was the big guy. And I think that will be coming out shortly. Mm-hmm. And that their business interests, Hunter's and Joe Biden and Jim Biden and perhaps other family members, his sister always ran his campaigns and a lot of money goes through campaigns. Mm-hmm. There may be many more actors from the Biden family and, you know, close camp that will be involved. So they may be trying to address these things and spread it out and disseminate information so that they can deflect. And I mean, who can tell us what happened to, you know, Sandy Berger? Nothing mm-hmm. happened to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And the list goes on and on. I do think this will affect the investigation, the special counsel's investigation of President Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the power as a president to declassify. A vice president does not. Mm-hmm. So unless, you know, you're going to see President Obama come in, riding in, much like he did for Eric Holder when Eric Holder yep. was being held in contempt of Congress mm-hmm. For refusing to comply fully with Congress regarding Fast and Furious, through mm-hmm. the bringing of guns from the United States into Mexico, like isotopes to follow them. Ultimately, Obama asserted privilege on behalf of his then attorney general. So who knows what will happen? I think there are more questions than answers at this point.
I mean, is there a shelf life on privilege, David?
That's an excellent question. I suspect there is. I'm sure there's case law on that.
Yeah.
It would have to, there'd probably be a series of circumstances involved with that, and there'd be timing of things. So the answer could be yes, it could be no, it could be maybe. That's usually the way it is in the law. So I don't have a definitive answer.
But I mean, if you're a president, you can pardon people. Once you're not president anymore, you can't pardon people.
Well, that's
if you're
different.
A president,
yeah.
You can exert privilege. You can exert privilege and say, "Well, you can't talk about this because it's, you know, it's national security between me and whoever it was." But is that as I'm saying, is it indefinite? Can you know? Can you know Jimmy Carter exert privilege? I mean, when there has to be an end to that. I why wouldn't it be when you stop being president? Well, I guess it's not, but.
Well, because I think arguably what you do in your administration, many times things that you do set the course for the nation for many years. They always say a good historian, an evaluation of how effective and how good a president was, usually it takes about 50 years for the dust to settle. Now, with respect to policies that are in place that are not or have not been removed, a president may say, listen, there is no expiration for privilege when you're dealing with policies that I put in place during my administration mm-hmm. that exist today. I mean, mm-hmm. there will be arguments and they'll be creative. I think an Alan Dershowitz would probably be able to mm-hmm. really take a scalpel and cut these things, mm-hmm. but that's what lawyers do. And they have to sell it to judges that will either agree or disagree. And then it goes up to a court of appeal and potentially all the way to the Supreme Court. But, you know, Nixon did that with tapes. So the answer is not a clear one, mm-hmm. but, you know, common sense should tell you that, well, you don't enjoy all the privileges of the rank of presidency in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. But then again, perhaps there are some. But again, more questions than answers.
We're talking with Attorney David X. Sullivan. I would not want to be, I mean, not that I would anyway, because he's not my guy, but I would not want to be Merrick Garland right now because it would seem to me this tosses an enormous monkey wrench into what are you going to do? Are you going to pursue anything with former President Trump? Does that mean if you do, you must automatically pursue a criminal investigation with President Biden? Do you let Biden off the hook? Does that mean you have to let Trump off the hook? I mean, I would think these two cases are inexorably connected, no?
Well, I think there are similarities, but there are differences. And that's what the mainstream media is trying to sell to the American people right now, mm-hmm. that Donald Trump had these documents and would not relinquish them to the National Archives. And yet they were secured in a locked room. They had constant discussions with the FBI and others with respect to cooperation and disclosure. And then one day when he's out of the residence, boom, they execute a search warrant there. I don't know what President Biden knows. I'm not sure he knows what he knows.
Nor does President Biden.
His mental acuity is really suspect these days. He just referred to President Harris, God forbid, again. And, you know, when you look at some of the networks who show how the international media, you know, report and comment on his, we'll say leadership or lack thereof, he seems lost more than a leader. But, you know, Merrick Garland has a problem. I think he'll let the Trump investigation with the special counsel continue because he'll want that to be uninterrupted. And ultimately, yes, I think it will probably die on the vine for many reasons and certainly other than merit. You know, I think that there are political considerations in Washington and they're felt by everyone. Now, because he has the precedent of appointing a special counsel as to a former president, but here we have he's got to make a decision with respect to a sitting president acting in his capacity as vice president and then 4 years as an ex-vice president. Mm-hmm. One of the distinctions clearly is Trump had those documents and people knew they were there and he asserted possession of them for approximately a year and a half. Joe Biden, since being vice president, has had those documents for about six and a half years. And nobody really knows what the chain of custody, control, or security has been with respect to that. The Chinese, you know, it's the Penn Biden Center. The Chinese, since 2014 to 2020, have given the University of Pennsylvania $77 million. I don't know why. My first question is, well, okay, if they're giving the University of Pennsylvania $77 million, are they doing that to all just the Ivy League schools? Are they doing that throughout the country? That's an important question to have answered, I think.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But Biden himself, over a two-year period from 2017 to 2019, for his work in the Penn Biden Center, made a little under $1 million. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he was working very hard for that money and earned every penny. But there is some explaining to do here. I'd like to know, now there's the disclosure, apparently, that there are other documents. Mm-hmm. We don't know what they are. What? We don't know how many of there are. Mm-hmm. We don't know the volume of those documents. We don't know who discovered them, when they discovered them, how they discovered them. And are they the same actors that were involved in the first you know, documents that were found on November 2nd. There are so many questions, Will.
I wonder, though, it seems to me, and there was a poll taken, so we know that there's evidence here that when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out in October 2020, we were told it was Russian disinformation. Now we know there was collusion between the government, the social media platforms, 51 former intelligence experts said that it was likely Russian disinformation. It didn't seem real to them, whatever. Okay, so that happens. The election takes place. Biden wins. 17% of them, this is Gallup poll, 17% of people that voted for Joe Biden said they'd likely have changed their vote had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal in before the election 2020. So there's one election tampering scheme with the Biden name connected to it. Now, these documents, we don't know exactly when they were found, but we do know when they were when it was the information was released, and the information was released after the midterms. Would there have been a change? Would some votes have differed if these kinds of allegations came out when they were first discovered prior to the election? If not, is that the second case of Biden, in a sense, election tampering?
Listen, the reality is we'll never know. But I think it's a fair inference to make that the delay in disclosure was precisely for that reason. If they thought it was going to be to their political advantage, I can guarantee you they'd have been disclosed on November 3rd.
Right.
So I think it's a fair inference to draw from the delay until they demonstrate otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There has been manipulation in our process. And that is, regardless of your ideology politically, that shouldn't happen in this country. It can't happen in this country if our republic's going to survive. And I really wish we had journalists, media people again, who are asking these questions. And you're starting to hear other people other than the Ducey kid from Fox. There are other people starting to ask of the press secretary some pretty serious questions. And I find that at least encouraging. But, you know, well, again, I've said this, this theme occurs. I don't know where Senator Murphy is on this on these issues. Why don't we, you know, in the age of Twitter and instant media access, why are not our elected officials from Connecticut, mm-hmm. our five congresspeople, our two U.S. senators, why are we not hearing from them? Yes, mm-hmm. I know Senator Murphy will let us know about the next mass shooting. But beside that, I mean, we have to know there are leaders, there are voices in Congress, mm-hmm. but they also have to come back and they have to be held accountable to us. If the media will not ask them these questions in a timely fashion, isn't it incumbent upon them to take it upon themselves to get on the air, at least in Twitter, by however many characters?
Right.
Something. But I don't think anybody can tell us right now. If you have any listeners that know that they know that there's something that's come out of one of our congressional or Senate offices in the last few days over this, there's nothing.
Please share.
I mean, we need accountability, not just in Washington, not just with the Biden administration, but with all our elected officials.
Right. So
you keep asking the right questions, and hopefully we'll start getting some answers.
Yeah. Hey, David, thank you so much. David X. Sullivan, partner with McCarter and English. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break and news, and then we'll come back. And I think we're going to have a guest come in at 10:05. We'll see. Stay tuned. Mystery guest at 10:05. Please. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.